Were you talking to me or to the dog?
Whatever, high schooler, he's got some cadet patrol in this place. Yeah. The GM cracks up.
I would like it known that I am not the one who clicked the lightsaber sound. Because I was late to clicking the lightsaber
sound. I felt it. I read it. I was trying to help you out. That's all.
We are a team here. We work together well. Paul, you ready?
No one here but us chickens.
You should run from
clearly
Crix, then.
Yeah.
Crix has ideas. Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Right here! Okay!
Yeah.
Please don't hula hoops.
What about holo hoops?
I may have misheard you. I thought you said something.
Take your luck point.
I mean...
It's easier to keep them up.
It's not my pun. It's a sweater pun. There is a toy called holo hoops. You activate it and you have two holographic hoops that you... When you're using them, they recharge your fatigue and health.
Uh-huh.
It is a common thing to have toys that do such stuff. I'm pretty sure they're a toy and not a emote. They might be an emote. If they're an emote, you just do them for fun.
I definitely heard a different set of words.
Now I'm concerned. We should hit the button.
What makes you think I haven't hit the button?
You do that sometimes. It's true. It's true.
I pressed it the first time you said I could press it.
Well, you're the one who has to edit it, so that's fine. Yeah, hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars with homebrew rules that some of them are probably totally broken and not balanced at all, and we have fun anyway. At least I hope we do. With me, hopefully about to have fun, are Crash and Ellie and Eo and Paul. And what happened last time? Does anyone remember?
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
I think it's nobody knows
you
the trouble you've
anything?
Been.
Did you see
anything? Yeah.
I saw a tunnel in the horribleness when I was thrown down it.
That's true.
For reasons that were 100% my fault, which is what HK will assert, Tizani may have very different, conflicting statements.
No, I think Tizani agrees it was HK's fault that she threw HK down the tunnel of
yeah, and I said it wasn't.
Oh. I heard it was.
I remember that we have each grabbed various types of spickens and have vacated said barn after finding an alchemist's setup. And I believe something was just about to happen when we...
There was a lot of barking going on.
Yeah.
Also, a ship was called for.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
A ship was called for by Mikula. And the ship is, in fact, on its way and will be here relatively soon. I mean, it would be sooner, but breaking, you have to sort of slow down and not break the sound limit, even if you're doing a sub, just low orbit hop or something. I mean, you can do worse things, but Mikula did not ask to, ignore the traffic laws. I said, get here ASAP, I presume, as I recall.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Oh. I hope you have some tea as well. Let me just glance at the place. Last everyone was Crix and I will position people, actually. I will position people. That's what I will do. I will take this Mikula, who is visible, and place Mikula there. Place it there. And Tizani was basically about there, and Krix with the two egg tiles, which I should probably have just turned into things to give to Krix, was basically up there.
They are on my character sheet.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you have put the eggs in your basket.
Mm-hmm. Not the same basket, mind you, but in baskets.
Oh, wait. I just realized a thing. I was thrown down into a pit filled with fetid, horrid, whatever it is. And I've been canonically carrying a bucket this whole time. That means the bucket is probably now no longer empty.
If you did pour it out, at the least it's gross.
No, wait. Because after that, I was thrown down a hallway, so it's empty again. Or emptier.
I mean, there's a lot of slime going on here.
Yeah. My olfactory sensors are on a workbench on another planet right now. So how HK smells is everyone else's problem.
Yet somehow,
are you sure you can't smell it from there?
I was going to say, somehow on the other planet, they're still going off.
Yes, but they're not connected to my neural network, and therefore I am not receiving the inputs.
So eventually, when they are, you're going to get everything everywhere all at once.
No, I'm pretty sure that I will delete those logs remotely before I connect.
A valid choice.
So we have dogs barking and making noise.
You have... Okay, let me fix the tokens, because I do not like the tokens rotating all the time whenever I move them. Appearance. I did it. Rotation. No. Appearance. Lock our artwork. Update token.
Now, appearance. Is it specifically plural dogs, or is it just one dog?
Well, basically what you have upon stepping out is down at the road area, where I'm going to move things a little bit better, icons not to scale. You're all basically right around the number 4 barn there on the map, and basically right out in front of the entrance, and these hexes are clearly not standard hexes. These hexes are the size of Texas. No. There's what you would basically recognize as the beat-up space truck speeder. It's got a bed, load bed thing that you can put stuff in. It's the extended cab model, at least slightly. There's something vaguely resembling a back seat in it. You can mostly tell because the window's rolled down and there's a large ACK dog who will be represented by a barking humanoid, a barking Earth's canine, because that's the icon I got.
Thank you for correcting that yourself, because I did not want it to be represented by a humanoid.
The ACK dog is being represented by a Terran thing.
A Terran canine, as opposed to a furry.
A Terran canine. Yes. Well, it's a dubious picture anyway. It has its scales all sort of studded and spiked in places, modifications, and it's being driven by a human who you can't see very well in the cab, but the ACK dog is leaning out as far as it can through the window despite how ACK dogs are kind of stubby little critters a lot of the time. This one's big. It's bark. It's
after multiple reloads, I'm still looking at a lasers and feelings map.
That would probably be because somehow you got yanked away from it.
Ah, okay.
I will edit this so that y'all can see it.
On my end, it looks like Paul's still looking at the right map.
I'm on the right map now.
I yanked. Okay. Paul went to the wrong map after being pulled to the correct map. I had to use my GM-ly powers to yank everybody into the correct map.
Wahaha.
Wahaha.
Alrighty.
Yes, Ellie, I see the name of that GIF, and Oh, yes. Thank you for the Akdogio. That's a good illustration.
Yeah.
It has large bulbous eyes and is covered in scaly plates and has pointy spikes, you know, like any good dog.
Observation. This one is less armored than the last Akdog we encountered, but only slightly so.
Well, the last one was being billed as a droid.
Yes. Everyone go back and listen to Arc 1 of Technicalities to get the recap of that. Excelsior.
That's in a different universe.
Yeah, Marvel did Star Wars comics for a while, too. They're just less canon than all the other non-canon stuff.
I actually meant Star Trek, but do that as it may. Anyway.
Hizane approaches the vehicle, still brandishing a baby Spicken.
I'm going to make somebody make a roll, because reasons.
I seem to have accidentally moved under HK on the map.
Oops.
Is that even there. Where HK is?
HK was technically inside the grow barn last we saw, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'll move to where I'm probably right now. I'll eventually come out, but I have to pick myself up.
Actually put in the... I had a character sheet, and I thought it was actually real, but no, it's just a vehicle for the... But that's okay. All I need to do is a GM-ly roll. The person inside, as Tizani approaches, yells out in a somewhat inebriated fashion that, get Brant. You know what's good for you? You're going to get Brant. You ain't going to stop me now.
Were you talking to me or to the dog?
Whatever. High schooler, he's got some cadet patrol in this place. Yeah. The GM cracks up.
I would like it known that I am not the one who clicked the lightsaber sound. Because I was late to clicking the lightsaber sound.
I felt it. I read it. I was trying to help you out. That's all.
We are a team here. We work together well.
I turned the page on the script a little faster than everybody else that time. That's all.
Inside the Spicken coop, as HK is getting up and walking towards the door, he is saying to himself, because I don't think anyone else is in there besides the Spickens to hear him, prediction. This is the step before finding out, isn't it? And then he hears the lightsaber and goes, yes, it was. But only HK hears this.
An inventive string of profanity emerges from the driver's seat in the hover van that involves Criff and a lot of other things that some of it may be Huttie's.
Is it imaginative or derivative?
The combinations are probably somewhat imaginative, and the pronunciation is definitely not necessarily how you would expect it. He's a little bit tipsy, probably. And then at the end of it is something about Criff and Sith, the Criff, which is...
Did it take you that long to realize?
What's a Criff and Sith doing here? We ain't got none.
Don't think you're in a position to be asking questions right now. I want to make a roll. Upon saying that, if I may.
Having approached, yes.
Yeah. Well, approached, you know, for a given definition thereof, avoiding the entrance of where the smelly HK is about to come out.
You're probably pretty far from it, actually. I mean, these hexes are not to scale. They say 1 yard, but they are not. They're probably more like 10.
I'm going to attempt, if I can find it on my sheet. Yes, yes. I would like to attempt to TK other him up into the air about maybe 10 feet.
His truck does have a roof.
That will make this more exciting.
Oh, I thought he was out of the truck at this
point. Oh, no, he's still driving. He's... Right.
Then I retract my request. But
No, you don't have to. Is he wearing a seatbelt?
It's a little hard to tell.
Is the window open that he's
The window about? Is... Yes, but it's the side window. It is the side that is furthest from... There's an empty seat nominally between him and Tizani. The act dog is sort of going absolutely nuts barking at Tizani.
So can I attempt to, with my meager, and I do mean meager, TK other skills, TK other him out of the window, up into the air, right out of the truck?
Your TK other is pretty low.
It is.
I think you would have to spend fatigue.
Did I roll
really, really well?
Considering I spent fatigue, a lot of fatigue on the knowledge roll a couple sessions ago, but not a couple...
Oh, you have not had enough time to recover. Yes, your fatigue is still at 5.
I have a fatigue of 5, yes. So how much fatigue would you deem... Do I not have enough fatigue to attempt? If not, I will not do so, obviously.
You would be rolling against a 10, which is your skill.
Yeah.
You would need to roll under that. This right there would give you a 50-50 chance. And I think for the weight and complexity, I want at least one fatigue, probably 2 fatigue to lift him up.
All right. I will spend 2 fatigue.
All right. And that is just going to go for lifting him up. That is not going to aid your skill level.
Right. So I spend the 2 fatigue and then click roll. Do I click a plus anything or a minus anything? Just click roll.
50, you just 50, click 50. The roll on the, yeah. And I that is an 11. That is a fail by 1.
Oh, well.
He's a little bit lighter, but he may or may not notice. I mean, you can make your roll too if you want.
Okay,
I believe I'm penalized by 1 for. No, wait, I'm not floating this spigot, so I'm not penalized by 1.
You're just holding it. Tizani, with telekinesis other of 14.
Tizani is so pleased that her cousin is doing actual Sith things.
You're a bad influence. Congratulations.
So the statement was, You really aren't the one that should be asking questions right now. And poof, he's now being floated out of by Tizani, out of the, well, unless Tizani wanted to do something different with floating, obviously, than my original intention. So I will not speak for Tizani.
Tizani, you have definitely made him be a bit floaty. He is not wearing a seatbelt because he's been apparently speedering, hover trucking while intoxicated. The truck, give me an IQ roll, Tizani. You don't know if he's actually set a parking brake on this thing or not.
I guess we'll find out real soon.
If this has any impact on whether you're going to try and drag him out or not.
It might have an impact later on. We may have to rescue an account.
Was I supposed to consider that before I dragged him out of a window?
Absolutely not.
Or during, or whatever.
Given the impulsiveness, the proper word is probably after.
Have we met Tizani? Really?
This interaction is now in the running for the cold open for this episode, by the way.
I mean, I thought I said welcome and everything. We're not a cold open anymore.
I take a funny interaction. I take a funny interaction during the game and I copy it and I paste it to be right before the opening music.
Excellent. unless the cold open is too hilarious, and then you can just use that.
Oh, no. Then they're getting a second taste of something funny. But if you make your audience wait for the music to end before the funny thing happens, sometimes you never get that audience.
That's fair. Right. Well, okay, you're dragging him out the window. He is yelping and flailing and is going to try to grab hold of something and actually succeeding in grabbing hold of the window frame as he's being dragged out. The act dog is going absolutely nuts. The hover truck is starting to move forward slowly. Crix, just position-wise, are you in front of the hover truck at all?
We've been to the side of said hover truck.
Okay, just checking.
Probably
just
would have been required to get a good view of the guy to pull him out of the truck.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a windshield, but yeah.
Yeah, but easier to see through the open window.
He's yelping. The truck is moving forwards. Well, he's sort of kicking around, and the steering wheel is probably getting a bit kicked as well because it's kind of starting to sidle.
Oh, if this truck starts to go in a slow turn.
Maybe. Mikola, if you're interested in doing anything, as opposed to simply watching the moderate hilarity.
Mika is entertained by the moderate hilarity, but is concerned that an out-of-control truck is going to pose a danger to the investigation. Pursuant to that, she asks Bebop to step out in front and stop it.
Bebop, do you want to move Bebop, or shall I?
I will leave it to you.
Okay, I will do a cut and a paste. That's odd.
The truck is driving out of control. Bebop gets in front of the truck. It's a reverse isekai. The truck is sent to another world.
I thought we were trying to avoid that.
We just need to make sure the dog's okay. It's a good dog.
The dog is having an absolute conniption. The dog is acting like it would like to try to get out of the window, which was not quite rolled far enough down to let it do so. But it's certainly scrabbling and slavering and it's clearly not very sensible because it appears to have decided that Tizani is someone it doesn't like.
Possibly because Tizani is brandishing a spiken-shaped trait.
And a lightsaber and making gestures. Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
So, Akhounds don't have a sense of self-preservation?
Meh. Ellie. May I read that for the record?
By all means.
I wish to read this into the record. Ellie. Each of these words is capitalized, just so that you know, this is a title. Well,
it's an anime title, yes.
No. Well, it's or a light novel I was hit by the isekai truck, but it suddenly disappeared and I was fine. So now I'm in my own world with a new superpower and a very confused goddess.
Love it.
Yes.
I kind of want to play that cipher game.
Yeah, I'd read that.
The truck is... Well, I'm going to give Bebop a little... The truck is stopped for the moment, although Bebop is not entirely... Bebop is controlling it because it's not actually decided to get itself under power. If somebody accidentally hit the speed thing, then there might be some crunching and superficial damage to the droid and somewhat more damage to the truck, which looks like it's hit things in the past. Yeah, it's got a lot of dents.
It is Truck-kun.
Truck-kun.
Take your luck point. That wasn't even me that pressed it this time.
I mean, that's fair. That's very fair. So
it is weird hearing my voice being played by somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Let's see. The corporal had gone up with somebody else, so he's not visible, so that's good. There's Bebop. I'll just sort of go in alphabetical order at the moment. Crix. Wow, that's a lot of conniption going on. That's a very barky creature.
Now, the Akdog is an actual creature, not a robotic entity. Is that right?
That's correct. This is an actual creature, as far as you know. I mean, you've probably seen Akdogs. They are kept as pets sometimes, usually by people who want to have a biological security.
It is currently safe-ish inside the cabin, and it is the human who is being impertinent. So I think continuing to assist its the human's forced removal from the cabin closer and closer towards Tassadi's red gleaming blade due to the impertinence seems appropriate.
All right. You're continuing to concentrate, despite the fact that you did fail that, but you're working on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to, you can roll again and give it another go.
More fatigue or no?
I'm helping now.
Tazani is taking the brunt of it, so you don't have to do fatigue this time.
Yay. Because I don't have much left.
Yeah, you don't actually want to be wandering around or doing anything.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired right now.
Mm-hmm.
Crick already has blood coming out of his nose from his earlier effort, and he is getting woozier by the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You would like to sit down and possibly practice whatever meditation your assorted relatives have attempted to inflict on you.
If only I had a kitchen.
Well, that would be real meditation. That would be cooking meditation, but... You are thinking longingly of sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
If there were a chair around here, but there's not.
I am. Yeah, that is enough action for me for now.
I have a bucket that I can turn upside down that you can sit on. Just let me get out of this chicken coop first.
Where's my list of people? There's my list of people. HK, you have gotten out of the door. Reeking and terrible, and
I might be leaving a dripping trail behind me.
Splorp, 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 splorp.
Yeah, I do not make any attempt to wipe it off. It's doing a good job of pouring off of me over time anyway. Eventually, when I've walked far enough, I'll be okay.
Your HK is an optimist and should probably note that as a quirk on HK's sheet someday, that HK is an optimist.
I didn't say how far I had to walk, but if I walk far enough, eventually Tazani will get the hose again.
Yeah.
Or some lord named Ran will use TK other to remove the individual molecules of fetid slime off of me.
Or Tassadi will start loading said obnoxious human closer towards you.
I'm a torture device.
Exactly.
Well, you are an HK.
You've heard of waterboarding. Well, let me tell you something.
Noseboarding.
So where specifically is the truck that's been stopped? It's over by BBT.
Basically, it's over by Tazani, basically.
Okay. HK is going to go over there because the dog is interesting.
The dog is more in the back seat, but okay, sure.
Well,
let me...
The back seat would be part of the truck, unless Bebop has made further alterations.
No, Bebop has not made any alterations. Bebop is simply holding on to the truck grill and preventing it from doing more than sort of wobbling everyone back and forth.
Well,
yes, I was thinking that, Ellie.
I have altered the truck. Pray do not alter it further. Yes, Ellie. But yes, the dog seems interesting. So HK will not provide any commentary whatsoever. Just possibly while everyone else is just pausing what they're doing to watch, slowly walk across the courtyard here, dripping a trail behind him over to say hi to the dog and possibly pet it.
Dasani, Crix, make perception rolls based on smell.
I'm a GM intrusion.
Oh, hi, a bonus.
Give me the roll and that will say when you notice that HK is there. Crix.
Yeah.
HK is about halfway there when you can already tell that something besides the usual spick and farm aroma.
Being that I've kind of, I imagine Crix has kind of fallen on his tuchus, this starts kind of trying to scrabble his way backwards away from the oncoming source of said smell.
I am the oncoming storm.
The
HK has become death, destroyer of my office.
Tizani, the thing that you notice first is that the act dog goes even more noisily wild for a few moments and then makes some horrible shrilling noises and pulls its head back in and seems to be trying to go bark out the other side. Or maybe climb out the other side. And then the extremely distinctive aroma of perhaps fetid alchemy as distilled through disintegrating chicken comes to your nose.
Uh-oh.
Dasani, with her eyes watering, thrusts the tiny spicken towards this drunk, confused man and goes, "Did you do this?"
What?
With the pit and the sewers and the
emperor's eyes that smell.
It ain't mine. I don't know what. You stay away from the. You stay away from the one in my yard. That's mine. My property. He says, "This is definitely non sequitur from Dasani's point of view."
The fetid pit. The fetid pit in your yard is your property. Why do you want it?
Ain't nobody going on my property. It's my property.
There is rotten alchemy in the sewers.
Sonny, perhaps he needs to go take a bath in it. That might wake him up.
Assertion, I took a bath in it, and I turned out okay. He will probably do the same. HK has survivor bias.
He starts to say something, and then catches a whiff of HK, and is very much between covering his mouth and nose, trying to cover his nose with one hand that was previously clinging to the side of the truck to try to reflexively resist being floated any further, and is sort of trying to scramble back inside the truck. Possibly he has some vague hope that maybe he can roll the windows up and turn on the air recirc or something.
Why are you here in the middle of the night anyway?
Threw his hand over his face.
It's all Brett's fault. It's Brett doing it. He's doing stuff. There's something wrong. It's Brett's fault. He owes me money.
Oh, you're here to yell at... You're here to yell at the person who did all this.
I don't know. He did the mounds. He did... He making that thing?
Yes. Really. And somebody's murdering people.
That's his fault.
That's his fault?
Yes.
That's Can I use my communicator to request the corporal return ASAP as someone has shown up?
You can. You can be doing this.
I will attempt to do so while this is going on.
Okay. Mikola, you're getting a little ping, and if you look off in the correct direction, you can, in fact, see the running lights of your ship as it approaches at reasonable speed.
Oh, good. I will wait for it to continue approaching.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Everybody else seems to have this in hand.
If everyone else has it in hand, then Mikola sees no reason to bestir herself. As I recall, you do have a quirk to that effect, don't you?
Yes, I have the quirk, let someone else do it.
Okay.
So, I also have the quirk, hides in plain sight. So.
Also fair.
I find it useful to not let on what I'm capable of until I need to.
That makes sense. There is more muffled behind his hand with occasional retching noises. Tizani has failed an HT roll by 3. You think you can hear him say something about long handle and that this is somehow Brant's fault. And everyone does remember that this is... Hose.
Tizani is saying this from behind her hand as she has put away her lightsaber to try to not smell the horror she has created.
It's possible you could use the lightsaber to burn away the fetid stink.
I don't think that would be very good for HK.
I didn't say Tizani would be making decisions based on HK's survivability at this point.
It might also take a while, and also there's the very strong risk that instead of making the smell go away, it would simply heat it.
The player was thinking that. HK might think that. Neither of us would mention it.
I don't suppose, after having made that call, around any of these other houses, laying houses, rearing houses, hatchery houses, there happens to be an outdoor hose and spigot setup.
Let's see if the universe smiles on you on this one.
Forget the action economy. We have a hose economy.
There are some spigots, but they do not have hoses attached.
Are they close enough so that if I use my hand / fingers to compress and angle the stream, that I'd be able to hit?
Not from there. Not unless you are a lot better in the force than you currently are.
I'd have to walk over.
You'd have to walk over. HK would have to get closer.
Cleaning HK has become a side quest.
Kirk takes out his fourth wall breaking communicator and punches up the craft service table number and asks
hello?
For Ran. Yes, is Ran there?
Yes, I'm right here. I can see you from here, but it's way easier to hear you now that you've called me. Hello, I'm waving. Can you see me? Hi.
Yes.
Ah, wonderful.
You heard the thing with the thing in the water and the spray?
Oh, yes. I'm enjoying this immensely. Good job attempting to use telekinesis other to do an intimidation. I'm very proud of you.
Yes, now we want the water to spray the HK so it's not killing, but I can't.
Yes. Well, I could probably do that from here, but Beth would get upset with me and say it wasn't canon. So you're going to need to convince HK to walk over there and maybe just stick his head under the faucet or something.
But that means I'd have to get closer to him, and I so cannot.
You still have a communicator. You called me. You could call HK the same way. And that would give you time also to move further away from the spigot and let HK do it. And you probably should do it soon because, frankly, we can smell it from here.
And you're not even in this one.
Okay, we're not even in a spot that's canon, and we can smell it from here.
worse, Ran. You're not even in this time.
Even Lord Stabby has vacated the premises. That's how bad it is.
Actually, I think around this time you are possibly either on a swamp planet or recently after it. Congratulations. We've been playing for about an hour, so we should probably take a break.
And during the break, we can play the 4D chess of getting HK to a spigot on the Spicken farm without getting nearer to anyone else. Except maybe the space trucker.
Yeah, it's possible.
I'll press the pause button now.
I've been told that if I say something about a line, I will be punched.
Or possibly thrown back in the pit, HK. For various and sundry reasons, including the fact that Canada is on fire, and I hope, I am, good luck, Canada, but we are in the fire smoke section somewhat, and it is not great for people with breathing.
You just doxed us. Now everyone knows that we're in one half of the continent.
Yes, I've doxed us.
Oh, no.
We are in one half of the continent that is not Canada. Dun, dun, dun. Therefore, we're going to have a short episode. I want to thank everyone for playing. I had a great time. I hope that other people had a good time, too. The banter is always good. I love the banter. I just want to say that taking plots that were never meant for Sith and letting Sith encounter them like the lights of an oncoming train, this will always be hilarious to me, and I love it vastly.
Bebop is the oncoming train.
Yeah, something like that. So I had Ellie, and I had Eo, and Crash, and Paul, and does anyone want to plug anything?
Eo's mom writes books.
That's true. Check out the list of them at ElizabethMcCoy.com, and I am very slowly getting them up on Google Play. Did you know that Google Play sells books, ebooks?
Yes.
Did you know this? Yeah.
I've never gotten books from them, but I'm aware that they do it.
Well, there's at least a few of them up right now that can be looked at, and you can get the library to check them out and all that sort of thing. So does anyone else have anything they'd like to plug?
I have an email address people can email me at if they're interested in some theatrical scripts that I have written. And that is paultheplaywright.us@gmail.com. And speaking of things that have our names in it, Crash.
Well, I take all these podcasts and put them over on aaronbsmith.com along with a bunch of other stuff. There's free TTRPG downloads there. There's links to the various social accounts there. And none of the stuff that's there has ads on it. So if you're listening to this podcast and you heard ads, those aren't from us. Stop using a bad provider. just saying, because I know more than one podcaster who has had their stuff taken and then uploaded on a different account to like Spotify or whatever with like 15,000 ads embedded in it. And people just assume it was uploaded by them as opposed to the bad actor. So including that in the recording. But also we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv, Paul, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying,
"Your blood sword, burn. Take that droid away!
Assertion. What you're trying to say is not clear. Perhaps if I come closer, I will understand you better. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
We'll be right back.